leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
We have cracked the code. We understand the globalist false flag operation plan for next week. We all wonder, why did Pelosi rush impeachment and then hold it back for almost a month? They were lining it up for Martin Luther King Day because a yearly gun march has happened for 20 years in Virginia at the Capitol. They're planning to stage mass shootings, bombings, or false flags to try to turn the American people against gun owners and President Trump. The pre-programming is 1,000% clear. It is absolutely imperative that everyone understands that the globalists are losing their fight against America. The awakening is huge, and they are betting everything on claiming Trump supporters are white supremacists who are pro-gun and who are going to come kill law enforcement. Almost all the police are pro-gun. Almost all the military are pro-gun. We've won the political fight, so bring your guns. I'm totally for the Second Amendment. I've done open carry marches all over the United States, but know this. Who we really need is people with cameras watching the leftist Antifa and that weirdo that they've gotten drugged up in some hotel like the Southern Poverty Law Center has done before with McVeigh and others, who they are going to use as their patsy, because this is when the deep state's going to make their move. The planets have aligned. The trial starts the day after this in Virginia. And on every channel, they say the right-wing terror attacks are coming. The cops are all going to get killed. Because they always pre-program before they stage something. So this is a maximum alert. They don't have control of the government fully now. The people are awake. I believe they'll fail, especially if they know you're watching. And if they do stage a big attack, they're going to try to censor right up front and block the truth getting out. So everyone needs to be there, filming live, getting it out, documenting it. Human intelligence, human action, America, and the sleeping giant will defeat this globalist Chi-Com funded deep state operation to stop our president being reelected. America is fighting for its life. History is happening now. I'm about to lay it out when we come back. Stay with us. The deep state knows they're losing right now. And they are preparing to launch false flag terror attacks inside America while the trial of President Trump, only the third time in U.S. history, takes place starting next Tuesday. The planets have aligned. Martin Luther King Day. Tune into any news channel. Right-wing racists that are pro-gun are going to kill cops. They're going to kill black people. It's on. It's about to happen. Obviously, gun owners and patriots are the very group that doesn't engage in criminal activity and racist garbage like that. And we decry it all. We're going to be there in Virginia starting tomorrow covering it. And we're going to be here next week covering the fake Trump trial. But ladies and gentlemen, they're going to make their moves. I've been saying for months. During the Trump trial in the Senate, I told you 4 months ago they would begin the impeachment. I told you they'd pass it in the House. I told you it would have no evidence, that people wouldn't understand why it was so flimsy, because they don't want Trump to take it serious. My gut is always right. They want them to take it as a joke and be ready for one defense: abuse of power by the president, blocking Congress, obstruction of Congress. But what they're really going to be doing is using the trial as a way to have him under judgment while they cause race riots, while they blow up federal buildings, while they shoot a bunch of cops. And I've been saying that for months. Now, it's getting even more insane, ladies and gentlemen. Every channel, I spent hours tonight watching CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. It's like, right-wingers are going to kill cops. There's white supremacists everywhere. Oh, my God. This is the big challenge. This is Trump's people in Virginia. They're about to attack the Capitol. Governor Northam's a hero, declaring an emergency. This is their backdrop, just like 2 years ago in Charlottesville, that Soros funded to try to create that clash to say that one poor woman dying was Trump's fault. They've got something big planned. They wouldn't make this move and screw the pooch with the attack, with what happened with Pelosi, with none of it making sense, unless they've got something big. And listen, they're getting their ass kicked. I'm not saying they're all powerful. I'm saying they're going to launch everything they've got in the next 3 or 4 days, and people need to be aware of it. They need to understand. They need to know it.
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Infowars.com, yeah.
Yeah.
What.com? Love you guys.
You're looking good.
I'm going in.
This is it.
That's
Drew. I'm going in.
Let's go.
You go, man. Out, you go.
Let's go for the tail end of this. Come on, let's go.
I love Soros. Kill the baby. I love Soros. I love Soros. I hate America.
John, what's your step?
From being a whore anymore, you don't have to do the wickedness that you know is wrong, to be a trans, to be confused. God is not the author of confusion. You can't do the right thing, can you? You can't get right with God because you love him.
George Soros thanks Donald Trump for allowing him to election meddle. He says, thank you. I've decided to join George Soros because President Trump won't protect my free speech. I have put George Soros' condom on my head. I love George Soros. I hate Trump. I've joined you. I do not want to make America great. I agree with the governor of New York. America was never great, and it will never be great. Yay! Up with Soros, down with Trump. 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 Down with Trump. Up with Soros. Up with Soros. Up with Soros. We love abortion. We love communism. Yeah. Kill those babies like Michelle Wolf said. Mothers kill their babies. Yeah. Oh. I love Satan. And I love Hillary. I love Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, I love NAMBLA. And I love George Soros. I love Soros. I love Soros. I love Soros a lot. Down with Trump. Up with Soros. Down with Trump. Up with Soros. Down with Trump. Up, up, up with Soros. Up. Up, up with Soros, up, up, up with Soros, down with Trump, up with Soros, down with Trump, up with Soros, down with Trump, down with Trump, down with Trump, down with Trump, down with Trump. Down with Trump. I just support killing all the babies, and I support George Soros, and I hate Trump, and I want Trump removed from office. And I hate America, and I agree with George Soros,
And I agree we should absolutely take all American free speech. They're not liberals.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people.
All right, that was Alex Jones yesterday at the Women's March in Washington, D.C. And, of course, Washington, D.C. and Richmond are only about 100 miles apart. He will be at the rally in support of the Second Amendment. It's now been characterized by the media as a show of force. We have comments from Washington Post and other people trying to link the people who are showing up to redress their grievances with the Democrat majority. You know, this is the first time they've had a Democrat majority since 1994, 95 in Virginia. And folks, this is not the Democrat Party of 25 years ago. They have become radical authoritarians. And so we're going to be talking to Alex later in the program. He's there in the area. He'll be giving us an update. But of course, we do have an update at Infowars.com. Scenes from the Virginia Capitol. We have militarized police are arriving in Richmond. As they point out, take a look at this picture of this armored vehicle. It looks like it's a bulldozer with a armored outhouse on the front of it. But they call it a Rook armored SWAT carrier. So I guess it's a Rook to take out all the pawns. Or maybe it's a Rook to assault your castle with, you know, because that is your home. Your castle. They are assaulting your very rights, and it's not just the guns. I mean, that is very important what they're doing, but we have to understand the Democrats have a very wide agenda that's not being talked about. We've got two bills that have been introduced to inject mandatory vaccines into education and into everything else in people's lives. We have bills that have been put up to change the way the Electoral College works there in Virginia, to allow the governor of Virginia to serve two terms instead of one. Virginia is the only state, I believe, that allows the governor to only serve one term. I think that's a good idea. And they want Ralph Northam, Governor Coonman, the guy who dressed up in blackface, and he didn't do it as a joke. He didn't do it to honor anybody. It was perhaps the most racist. I mean, we've had a lot of people who I think have been mischaracterized because they dressed in a Halloween costume. I don't think that was a mischaracterization of Coonman, but nothing the guy does. Whether he talks about killing kids by setting them aside over, you know, just comfort care is what they call it. And, of course, what people did not realize until the governor of Virginia mentioned it was that that has been a standard of quote-unquote care for children that they tried to abort and then managed to survive the attempt to murder them, tear them apart limb by limb. They stick them over in the side and then let them die. And they call that comfort care. Now, that was something that came out during the Gosnell trial. The jury that was selected for the Gosnell trial was absolutely stunned, even though they were pro-abortion. They had to support Roe v. Wade in order to be selected as a juror. And so in the same way as Ralph Northam explained to the rest of America what standard practice was in many states already, and people couldn't believe it. They thought this was something new in Virginia. What is going on in Virginia is not just about Virginia. It'd be bad enough if it was limited to that. But the mandatory vaccinations, messing with the Electoral College, legalizing voter fraud, all these different aspects are happening now in Virginia. And they're coming from the Democrats. You know, last week, we had Roger Scruton, a conservative out of the UK, passed away. A lot of people are looking at a lot of his work. I'm not that familiar with his work, but I saw one thing where he was spot on. And what he said was, totalitarianism, we're not talking just about authoritarianism here. We're talking about totalitarianism. It means that there's no restrictions on the central government's powers, and everything, every detail of your life will be decided by them. And I saw that, told my wife, that describes the Democrat Party better than anybody could. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we have Alex Jones in Virginia. Of course, he will be there tomorrow, the day that they were going to have. You know, they've been doing this since 2003, and now this has become a national emergency, a declared state of emergency in Virginia. And we had the group that Virginia Citizens Defense League and Gun Owners of America filed an appeal that went all the way to the Supreme Court, trying to say the governor of Virginia is trying to create an emergency out of nothing. And many people, including state representatives, are worried that there is a false flag that is being set up here as well. But let's talk about what happened at the Supreme Court when the governor issued his order on Wednesday, as Gun Owners of America says, the unconstitutional order. And I think that it was. I think what he's trying to do is to shut down the First Amendment as well. You know, Democrats, everywhere, in every aspect of our life, they will tell you what you can say, what you can do, and this is just another example of it. They said, remarkably, the Virginia Supreme Court did not reject our arguments on their merits, but they declined to rule, asserting that there was insufficient evidence to determine whether the circuit court had abused its discretion. So what they're saying is we're not going to hear this because, regardless of the merits that you've got here, we're not going to talk about judicial supremacy. And that is the key issue here, folks. We have got to stop appealing to the judiciary for everything. Everything. I talk about this frequently on my show here in the mornings. Just like Cato the Elder said, after every speech, regardless of what the topic was. Oh, and one more thing. Carthage must be destroyed. Well, the enemy of the American Republic is not some foreign enemy. It is the federal judiciary and the idea that judges will set in judgment of everything that people do in their own private lives, every detail of our lives, that they will define when life begins. They will define what marriage is. They will tell the president whether or not he can overthrow or overturn an executive order from the previous president. I mean, if Obama's got the authority to put in an executive order saying he's not going to enforce immigration law, why is it that Trump is not allowed to say, well, that was what he said with his executive order. Now I'm going to have an executive order saying we are going to enforce immigration law. You have one federal judge out of hundreds or thousands that will come in and say, well, you can't do that. And then everything stops for years. This is judicial tyranny, and it comes from the idea of judicial supremacy. And here again, in this order, coming from the Virginia State Court, well, we're not going to say the circuit court doesn't have authority here. Of course, they have authority. They're never going to challenge anything that any judge ever says. And there are ways that we can do this peacefully. We can challenge them with nullification. We can challenge them with state nullification. We can do it at the county levels. That's what all of this sanctuary city stuff is about. I think that is a very, very positive outcome. We have sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment that have sprung up all over Virginia, a lot of different jurisdictions. And of course, even here in Texas now, we have three cities that have declared themselves sanctuary cities for life, saying we are not going to, because the Supreme Court at one point in time decided, well, okay, you can kill if you want to, any baby in the first trimester, and we're not going to say that we're not going to allow you to protect that baby's life. You can protect it in the second, third trimester if you want, but not in the first. Just arbitrarily cutting the baby in thirds like that. And so you've got three areas here in Texas saying we're going to be sanctuary cities for that. That's the way you do it. You nullify, based on the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, you nullify these power usurpations by the federal government, and it's typically the judiciary. The federal government is not above the state and local governments, and the judiciary is not above the other branches of the government. We have to understand that, or we're going to continue to lose ground. As a matter of fact, when we talk about nullification in Virginia, we now have, as of just the last day, and this has happened Since November the 6th, we've had 136 counties, towns, and cities declare themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuary counties in Virginia. 136. That's called nullification. Peaceful nullification. You have sheriffs saying we're not going to arrest people. As a matter of fact, if need be, I'll do a background check on these people and I will make them deputies so that you can't take their guns away. So that is the important thing. Now, where is this going to end? As we see, I talked about it at the in the last segment, the story that we have at InfoWarsStore.com showing the military equipment that's moving in a lot of places. We also have in the stories that you'll find at InfoWars.com pictures of what they're doing in terms of adding chain link fences. They're rapidly building chain link fences. As a matter of fact, they have a big rectangular area, one way in and one way out. That's it. Only one opening. They have a corral for you. And we've seen this type of thing. As a matter of fact, when I first came here back in 2012, that was, presidential election year. And every single convention that the Republicans and the Democrats have, both parties, when they have their presidential nominating conventions, they will have law enforcement corral people far away from the venue site. Put people in cages. Literally put you in cages. And you can exercise your free speech in their designated free speech zones. And that was the first report that I did when I came here to InfoWars, talking about free speech zones. Within a couple of years, I was at the Bundy Ranch, and you had the BLM out in the middle of nowhere, create a fenced-in area, and then had a professionally printed sign that said, free speech area. And somebody wrote a handwritten sign and put it on it, said, the free speech is not an area. And you better not let them infringe on your rights. You know, they like to, that's the way the Second Amendment is set up for a reason. There you go. You can see what that is. I had like a silt fence out there with a sign. The First Amendment, as well as the Second Amendment, they realize they're not going to come in and just pass a law and say, turn in all your guns, because that will create a civil war if they try to do that. It'll create a civil war if they try to do that in Virginia. They figured the way that it would happen would be by a gradual process of infringement. You know, taking the fence between you and your neighbor, and your neighbor moves that fence a couple of feet, and you leave it there for a certain period of time. In most jurisdictions, they will say, well, you accepted that. And so now that additional foot that he's moved his fence onto your property, that's now his property. And they're not only fencing in and infringing on our Second Amendment rights, but now they literally do it at every convention, Republican or Democrat. Going back to the 2016, that free speech zone they had in Cleveland backfired. They had to pay out $325,000 to people for harassing and arresting them because they weren't in their little free speech cages. Well, we're not going to let free speech be put in a cage. We're not going to allow the Constitution to be overthrown. We're going to tell you more about what's going on in Richmond. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and Alex Jones is in Virginia. He was in the Washington, D.C. area yesterday with the Women's March, joining them in their protest of masculinity with his pink hat. no, he's not gone to the other side, but he was just, trying to support them, of course. I mean, you know, free speech and all that. Now, I think the best way that you oppose some of these issues is to let them talk. Just let them talk. And then, of course, we can offer our point of view, but that is not something that they are willing to do. And we're going to talk about the free speech aspects of this rally and other areas where they are trying to take our free speech away. We're going to talk about the militarization there and the compartmentalization of free speech, and we're going to talk about the aspects as to whether or not there will be violence. Is there going to be an insider Antifa group And we've had reports of that. Now, we've had a lot of mainstream press reports talking to one particular Antifa group and say, we're not like all the rest of the Antifa groups across the country, especially on the West Coast. We're not like those guys who show up with poles and nails on the ends of them and start whacking people. We're not like that at all. No, no, no. We support your right to free speech. And we support your right to have arms. And perhaps they do, because they made some interesting statements about how racist gun control laws have been in the past. You have to understand, the real racists, the real authoritarians, are the ones who want to take away your guns. They also want to take away your speech. So perhaps that particular group is on board with that. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other groups. And the fact that you have reports of other groups that are being bussed in from other areas, other Antifa groups, that's not being covered by the mainstream media. They're trying to tell everybody, yeah, if there's any Antifa there, they're there to support the gun protesters. Well, we'll wait and see about that. I've got more to say about that. But I want to, before we get to those two aspects of it, I want to talk about the aspects of elections. You know, we have the Supreme Court is about to rule on whether or not Electoral College voters are going to have to support the popular vote winner in their state. Now, this is a scheme that the Democrats have come up with. And I think as we look at this across the board, as I said before, first of all, the Democrats today are not just authoritarian. In other words, they don't want to just dictate aspects to your life. They are totalitarian. They don't want any restrictions on anything that can be done at the level of central government. I mean, just look at what Elizabeth Warren and the Democrats were talking about last week, and they didn't get questioned on. Elizabeth Warren, well, I'm going to tell everybody that you can't build a home unless I approve of your building plans. They've got to be net zero and so forth. And then I'm going to hand out $50,000 to every one of you students if you got a student loan. And I don't need any permission from Congress to do this. I can do it by executive order. We've seen Kamala Harris say, within 100 days, if I haven't had the Congress enact gun control, I'll do it myself with executive orders. So these people are not only authoritarian, they don't recognize a rule of law, they don't recognize any constitutional restrictions on their actions, but they also want to control every detail of your life. They are totalitarian. And they do this by changing the rules, moving the borders, moving the boundaries. And of course, one of the things that they want to get rid of is the Electoral College. I said this week in the morning show, I said, think about the fact as Iowa, there was an article where it was on Politico, and they were saying the Democrats are very concerned about the fact that they're going to report actual vote totals in Iowa because it could allow more than one Democrat to claim victory. You could have the person who wins the most delegates, and then you could have the person who won the popular vote in Iowa. They could both declare victory. And I said, it's not like that didn't happen before. Throughout the primary cycle 4 years ago, when you had Hillary and Bernie, it was a regular feature that Bernie would win the popular vote and then Hillary would get all the delegates. Or he would win, you know, 45% of the vote and she would get 75% of the delegates because of the superdelegates. And I point out, how hypocritical is it that we've now had Hillary for 4 years whining about the fact that she didn't win the Electoral College delegates when she won the nomination by using a delegate strategy to shove Bernie out. Now, this was something, when you look at how she got the superdelegates, the fact that the DNC was millions of dollars in debt and the Clintons, with their slush fund called the Clinton Foundation, patently illegal. They violated every rule for charitable foundations. I've talked to Charles Ortel many times. He's gone over and says, look, you have to file these. He's coming at it from an accounting basis. Nothing other than an accounting basis. They've never filed the paperwork that they're supposed to file to be able to do this legally. Anybody else would have been shut down by the IRS, but not the Clinton Foundation. So they take all those millions of dollars, and she pays off the debt of the DNC, and she essentially owned it, lock, stock, and barrel. And the people who were Bernie supporters understood that she had robbed him of delegates. That's one of the reasons why. It wasn't the Russians that hacked them. It was a whistleblower, a disgruntled Bernie supporter who released that information to WikiLeaks. And so she got everybody off on a red herring. Look, it was the Russians who hacked me. It wasn't disgruntled people because I stole the popular vote away from him using delegates. But now her strategy and the Democrats' strategy for the last 4 years has been to say, we're going to get rid of the Electoral College. And that is now going to be coming up before the Supreme Court. And again, we're going to allow the Supreme Court to have the final say in this. I don't think that that is the right way to proceed. But we'll just have to see what they're going to do. In Washington State, even the state Supreme Court in liberal Washington State has said that electors could be fined for not following the popular vote. The National Popular Vote Movement is trying to make sure that all these people will change and throw away the votes in their state. Talk about throwing away your representation. But when we look at what happened in Virginia, Vince Agnelli in Virginia contacted me and said, you need to understand what's going on in Virginia. There were 43 races where the GOP failed to even have a candidate. That amounts to 37%, 37.5% of the choices for the Senate had the races for the Senate had no Republican that they could choose. 37.5%. And in the House, they had 28% in Virginia had no Republican choice because they had more than 43 races where they didn't run a candidate. They only put up 72 candidates. Now, you've got a lot of people on the Republican side are looking at this and saying the Democrats have become so authoritarian, so totalitarian in this move about gun control, not even talking about vaccines because mainstream media is not going to talk about the vaccination rules that are coming out of Virginia as well. But they're saying they have overplayed their hand. And they've done it to the extent that it's going to backfire and Northam is going to make Virginia a red state, except they didn't run. A full, nearly 40% of the Senate races, they didn't even have a Republican candidate. You can't win if you don't show up, if you don't participate. And see, the thing I look at with this that makes me very concerned about it is the idea that many of us think that this is a spectator sport. That we can just set this thing out. That all we have to do is make sure that we get the right president elected, and then everything will just take care of itself. We don't have to worry about the state legislatures. We don't have to run for office ourselves. We don't have to get on a jury and nullify outrageous laws or mandatory minimums if they're going to be applied. We say, well, you're going to put a mandatory minimum on this? I'm not going to convict that person because that violates the Constitution. I'm going to stand up for my fellow citizen on a wide variety of issues. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Get your motor running.
Welcome back. You know, we have all the mainstream media. We have Vice talking about how, not all these Antifa groups are bad. We have one group called Seven Hills, Antifa Seven Hills in California. And Vice talked to them and said, you know, these people, they're on the same side as the people who support the Second Amendment. They quoted Antifa Seven Hills spokesperson called James. No last name here. And that should concern you folks. When somebody doesn't want to give their full name, when they wear a mask, because they're afraid of being identified, what are they trying to hide? I don't do this broadcast with a mask. I put my face on social media. I put my face on the broadcast. I'm not ashamed of what I have to say. Why are these people hiding behind anonymity? Anyway, said, I think it's been pretty important for us to focus on the fact that gun control in America has a legacy of racist enforcement. Well, yes, that's true. And I said, in just the last segment, I said, you know, we can always hope that maybe these guys really do understand the purpose of the Second Amendment. Maybe they do really understand that the Second Amendment is not a white supremacist thing, that gun control is a white supremacist thing, or just a government supremacist thing, a tyranny thing, if you will. It doesn't have anything to do with skin color. It did. I mean, you have different groups, and that's the way the Democrat Party's always worked. They've always sided with one group and pitted it against the other. That's the one thing that is consistent about the Democrats. But, you know, as Henry Kissinger said, we don't have permanent allies. We have permanent interests. Their interests are permanent power. And so they will switch sides, and they're switching sides now because of demographics, and they want to aid the demographics to make sure that white people are in the minority, and so they're coming after white people because, you know, that's what they've always done. When black people were in the minority, they would use black people as the scapegoat. But anyway, this Antifa Seven Hills person says, like taking guns away from black people because black people were perceived as a threat to property and the sanctity of the state. Well, that's not why they took it away. But nevertheless, there was, as New American points out, there were a lot of laws that went back to the 1830s, and a lot of them continued through the Jim Crow era of the South into the 20th century. You had laws like one in Georgia from 1833. It shall not be lawful for any free person of color in this state to own, use, or carry firearms of any description whatever. You see, the founders of this country knew that if you take away people's guns, you can enslave them. That was what was really about, was about slavery. And that's why this week when we had people from West Virginia, you had a delegate, you had state elected officials in West Virginia put together a resolution and offered anybody in these 136 different jurisdictions in Virginia that have declared themselves sanctuary cities. They said, hey, any of you want to leave Virginia and become a part of West Virginia, you're welcome to do that. We welcome you to join our state and leave the state of Virginia. Why? Because, again, it's about slavery, isn't it? That's why West Virginia left in the first place. But, folks, all of this narrative that's being put out by Vice, and it was picked up by the Drudge Report, and we've seen articles from the Daily Caller, we've seen articles from Breitbart and so forth, New American, I don't buy the fact that even Antifa Seven Hills supports the Second Amendment or any kind of freedom. They are as authoritarian and as dangerous, and I think they will be as violent as any of these other Antifa groups. And we've seen it primarily on the West Coast. They say, oh, we disagree with the people out on the West Coast. And yet they have published a hit list. The same group that's telling us that they want to march alongside. This has just come out. Rob Dew tweeted this, and this just came across my desk. Antifa Seven Hills has published a list of known fascists and sympathizers that will be in Richmond. So come after these people. It's a hit list. These people say, we're going to march alongside the people who are in support of the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms. And then they put out a hit list. Guess who's on it? Well, we've got Alex Jones. We've got Owen Schroyer. We've got Mike Adams. We've got Jacob Ingalls, who's with the Gateway Pundit. We've got Patrick Halley. And I am offended that I'm not on that list. I'm telling you that Antifa is Antifa. They are true fascists. They are not against fascism. They're Marxists, as you've seen. You know, they're Marxists. They promote violence. And yet they are being lauded. They are being celebrated. As I said in the last segment, nobody is concerned about Antifa groups that are traveling to this peaceful assembly to redress their grievances, which is what they've done every year, Lobby Day, from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. VCDL, I think, is the name of the organization that's put this together. And they pointed out, they said, look, this is not, we don't want you coming here to threaten anybody. But, you know, carrying your gun to show that you are a gun owner, that's a legitimate thing. It is legal to open carry in Virginia. And as I've said on the morning program, I said, every time I've been at a protest or a rally where people openly carried, you know, they slung rifles over their shoulders or they had pistols in holsters or whatever. There was never a problem. It was, they were always the most peaceful demonstrations we've ever had. Why is that? Well, it's because an armed society is a polite society, as Robert Heinlein said. And this was something that went back to the Civil War. I've talked many times about how a British officer, Colonel Arthur Fremantle of the Coldstream Guards, came to the U.S. during the Civil War to look at fighting tactics. And he said, I've never seen a society like the South where everybody is armed. And I've never seen a society where everybody is so polite. Robert Heinlein, the science fiction writer, just distilled it and said an armed society is a polite society. If you are Antifa, you're not going to come up and whack somebody in the back of the head unless you're just suicidal. I mean, you might do that. People do, just like we saw with the church shooting here in Texas. Guy pulls out a gun and starts shooting. I think that anybody had a gun there. I guess he thought he was going to get away with it. But there might be some people who would be suicidal, crazy enough to do that, but they're not going to get too far. But most people are rational enough that in an armed society, they're not going to pull something like that. That was the point of the quote-unquote Wild West. The Wild West was not nearly as wild as Baltimore, Chicago, or any of these, or Washington, D.C., any of these gun control areas. You didn't have those types that type of violence. Yeah, you had people who would have a shootout on the street or something like that. And you would have highway robbers who would ambush stagecoaches. But they typically didn't have the kinds of violence that we see here, preying on unarmed people. And when they did something like that, the sheriff called out the power of the community, posse comitatus. And the posse would take care of that type of thing. All right, Alex Jones is going to be joining us coming up in the next hour. He is in the Virginia Capitol. And we're going to continue to talk about what is going on in Virginia. And it is about more than the Second Amendment. It's about more than just having firearms. If you don't understand and appreciate individual liberty, and if you think, like Elizabeth Warren or Andrew Yang, who has a plan for every tiny detail of your life. These people don't support your choice, your freedom in anything. They call themselves pro-choice. No, they're going to shove vaccines into your arm in uncontrolled numbers, and that is a part of the new Democrat legislature's agenda in Virginia as well. I have two vaccine bills that are just as outrageous, and people ought to be demonstrating against them as much as they are all of these different gun control bills. I mean, they want to shut down all indoor shooting ranges. They want to have universal gun registration. That's what universal background checks are about. That was the UN Arms Trade Treaty that they tried to create a crisis and get that push. That's what the Gunwalker program was about, the Fast and Furious, which even the New York Times called a false flag. All of those were to push a UN Arms Trade Treaty. And the goal of the UN Arms Trade Treaty was to make sure that every gun owner and every piece of equipment and piece of ammunition was registered. And that is a prelude to confiscation. All right, before we go to break, I just want to remind you of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a lot of reporters on the scene right now. We're going to give you a different take on this, just like we did with Antifa. We really do need and appreciate your support, and we've got some great products to support your health. We have Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard back in stock at 35% off. We have select storable food up to 50% off. Water filter, gravity feed water filters, Lexapure Pro, and the air filter, Lexapure Breeze. Both of those are 30% off. That is a big dollar savings. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Well, we're told by Vice that these Antifa Seven Hills people, they're good guys. Now, they understand that the Second Amendment isn't about white supremacy. As a matter of fact, they realize that the gun control has been used by racist Democrats in the 19th century and especially in the 20th century, even during Jim Crow, to come after black people. So they said, all right, we're going to make common cause with these people. We're going to march alongside of them. As Vice reports, the case of Antifa, Seven Hills, they believe they've got more in common with working class white Virginians, regardless of their political bent, than they do with many of the moderate Democrats who helped their party win control of the legislature in November for the first time since 1994. Oh, well, see, there you go. So, Vice said that they see this as an opportunity to extend an olive branch to gun owners. Except it's not an olive branch that they're actually putting out by their own admission. Now, let's forget about what Vice says, a left-wing organization, and let's not take that at face value, as Daily Caller, Breitbart, and others have, because that very group, Antifa Seven Hills, put out a hit list, pictures and information, known fascists and sympathizers. People like Owen Schroyer, Mike Adams, Jacob Ingalls, Patrick Halley, and others, many others. So much for an olive branch. Can you believe this? Can you believe the narrative that's being put out there? We should never take anything that Antifa says at face value. They're not anti-fascist. They're anti-FA, First Amendment. They will try to kill you for your speech. So how in the world are they going to support your Second Amendment rights? Absolute nonsense. Alex Jones is going to be joining us probably in the next segment from Virginia. Talk about what he sees there on the ground. I didn't make their list, and Alex didn't make their list, but I guess they figured that Alex wasn't going to be there. They figured Owen would be there, so they put him on the list. But we also have a state representative who came out and was very clear that she believes that this is a setup. We have State Senator Amanda Chase out of Virginia. She says, does the Patriot Act ring a bell? Does the National Defense Authorization Act ring a bell? If people show up wearing any kind of a uniform or a patch or any other symbol on their clothing signifying they belong to a militia and something goes wrong, you could and will be held as a domestic terrorist. If anyone steps out of line, all it takes is one person, and it may be a government plant. It could be somebody from this peaceful Antifa group, or it could be somebody from one of the other Antifa groups that don't even pretend to be peaceful and in agreement about the Second Amendment. They could show up. Anybody could show up wearing a MAGA cap, and they could attack Democrats who are carrying gun control signs, and it would be on. It would be a false flag, and that's what everybody is very concerned about. But beyond the false flag aspects of this, I mean, we don't even have to get to that if we look at what Ralph Northam has done. Now, Ralph Northam has created the tinderbox situation. The mainstream media is saying that it is the people who have shown up like they do every year since 2003. So for the last 17 years, these people who are supporters of the Second Amendment have shown up for lobby day at the Virginia State Capitol. But this year, it is a tinderbox. This year, it is a show of force. This year, we should be very afraid. This year, we should have a state of emergency. And we have a Democrat delegate, Mark Levine, who says the muskets of our founding fathers also did not contain 30-bullet magazines. Hey, you know, Mark, you know what they did have at Concord and Lexington and at Goliad when you had Santa Ana come there? They had cannons. They didn't just have muskets. They had cannons. And if you read the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 says that you ought to be helping us to learn how to use these. The militia is not a dirty word. A standing army was a dirty word to the founders. Welcome back. I'm David Knight here in the studio at Austin, but we have Alex Jones at the state capitol in Richmond as we have the governor and the mainstream press try to ramp this up into a crisis. Thank you, Alex. What's going on there?
Well, David, great job you and the crew today with us on the road. We got it a little bit later than we were supposed to be at the start of the show. You guys pulled it out when I dropped the ball, so really appreciate you guys getting that done. But we're here tonight right in front of the militarized, contained with checkpoints here in Virginia at the Capitol, where the governor and the corporate-controlled media has hyped up that there's all these vicious armed people coming to overthrow the government. when it's the Democrats funded by the Chi-Coms and others that have gotten into power through election fraud and who are saying, hell yes, we're going to take all your semi-autos. Hell yes, we're going to ban all of your gun shops. Hell yes, we're going to ban all of your shooting ranges. And hell yes, we're going to take them from your cold, dead hands. So the people say, we're going to have the same gun rally we've always had on Martin Luther King Day. And they go, oh my gosh, they're racist. But no one is buying it, just like the Russia hoax, just like the Ukraine hoax, just like all these other hoaxes about Trump and America and InfoWars. We the people, David, as you know, are not buying this. And so, again, we're going to be here tonight, tomorrow, and then in D.C. for the trial of the president. But they want to have something to embarrass the president and to stoke division in America ahead of the trial that starts Tuesday. So it's all perfectly timed. We know why Pelosi held back on the articles of impeachment after she rushed, you know, getting them passed, because they're trying to time all this together. And they have Antifa, the Soros-funded organization, the local chapter, it's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, saying there's a hit list of journalists they're going to attack, a hit list of people they're going to go after. And again, as you said, I guess they didn't think I was coming. Owen Schroyer is at the top of the list with Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com, David. So we're here. You can continue any questions, comments you have. And then we're going to go up, and if it's still open, try to go through the checkpoint or give you a tour of the classic Americana capital up there. It looks more like the White House or the Greek Pantheon, or is it Parthenon? I was confused which one's Roman, which one is Greek. The one on top of the Acropolis in Greece. So we're here, ladies and gentlemen. And this is another Hail Mary by the left to create a huge hoax, just like they did in Charlottesville 2 years ago, that there's all these white supremacists and all this collision. And they want to project any pro-gun civil rights as if it's racist or bad. And they also want to project, again, onto Republicans and President Trump that they're extremists who need to be disarmed. But I really don't see the public buying it. At the last Soros-funded Women's March, they had about 1/20th of what they had at the first big one in 2017. The D.C. police came out and said 100-1. This was at least 100 times smaller, despite Soros putting out over $100 million to try to fund this march. They only had less than 30,000 people at it, ladies and gentlemen. So folks understand the deep state's a fraud. They know that it's a hoax that Trump was a white supremacist. They know it's a hoax, all the stuff that he's a Russian agent. And so now they are clearly saying, they even have state senators here in Virginia. They have, you know, mainline analysts at the FBI saying they believe that the Democrats and deep state are going to try to provocateur something tomorrow. And Antifa has said they're going to dress up as Trump supporters officially and may even attack other leftists in some type of staged event. Alexander Soros, the secret documents we got 2 years ago, planned to try to trigger martial law in Maryland with Antifa dressed up, trying to then incite racial attacks and cause a race war with the police department and African-Americans. It did not happen. But this is the clash they continue to try to push to divide the country. But no one believes the mainstream media anymore. No one believes the Democrats anymore. No one buys any of this crap anymore. So is the deep state crazy enough to try to start something or a mass shooting tomorrow? Or will it happen here? Or will it happen somewhere else in the country so that they set the tone the day before the Senate trial of the president, which is a trial of Democrats and their fraud, David? I really believe the planets have aligned. A lot of folks have been predicting they try something. They're definitely hyping it like they hype mass shootings. The studies show that causes crazies to go out and do mass shootings.
Oh, yeah.
Are they trying to summon something like this? What do you think?
Well, you know, Alex, you talked about how George Soros funded these other marches and how they had a much smaller group than was expected to show up here. I think that even if they don't have some kind of a false flag attack here, I think all of this fear and uncertainty that's been sown with this state of emergency and all these preparations and all the media talking about this, I think a major part of this is to try to suppress turnout. I think it's there to scare people away and say, hey, if you come up, you're going to be labeled a domestic terrorist. You're going to be put on a list. You might
be
involved
right.
in violence. And they want to. So instead of subsidizing it, they're using their power to suppress the people who would normally come there and redress their grievances about these people trying to take away their Second Amendment rights.
Well, that's it. Whether the left's able to stage an attack by having Antifa publicly infiltrate the Make America Great Again pro-Second Amendment patriots here fighting for their basic God-given rights and civil rights of every race, color, and creed, they care about the entire first 10 of the Bill of Rights, even if they're unable to actually stage violence, which they're hoping for, which we're here to expose and fight against and pray doesn't happen, they've still created a state of fear and demonized those that are for the Second Amendment and the First Amendment as if gathering for a redress of grievances to an out-of-control, tyrannical governor, you know, blackface Northam and all the rest of this, you know, when he's not keeping babies alive for their organs, he's dressed up in blackface. This is a compromised, crazy person. And this is how he changes the subject from all the horrible things he's done, is pulling this stunt. We've confirmed from high-level sources that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and the deep state are still running and controlling. So, yes, that's why they went ahead and did it, because, again, they need the distraction. They need to create the fear ahead of the Senate trial of the president, and they're crossing their fingers and hoping something bad happens. But I think there's so many patriots out here and so many good things. I mean, look, Antifa all look like child molester methods. They've all got legs about that skinny. And so if they try to hide and act like, you know, good old boys, whether they're black, white, old, young, they're not going to fit in. They don't bathe. I mean, literally, we'll be able to smell the Antifa people if they're here. I don't think it's going to work. But could they have somebody shoot into a crowd and then have responsibility taken, you know, by supposedly a militia or something? Absolutely. But none of the real militias and none of the real Second Amendment folks are anti-law enforcement or anti-police. In fact, the military and police are some of the most awake groups out there. So the idea that right-wingers and nationalists and patriots are coming here to kill police, as the governor and others have had emergency press conferences, is a total fraud, setting the way for the false flag or the setup when their forces do it or attempt it to frame us. But no one is buying this frame-up anymore. Sure, you know, the Clintons could pull their crap back in 1995 and frame patriots, but that dog doesn't hunt today, David.
Well, you know, Alex, Antifa Seven Hills, they were the ones that were interviewed by Vice, and they said, look, they're reasonable people, and they just, you know, they want to make common cause here, and they're against these gun control laws that in the past have been racist. And yet, you know, we've got the list here of that same group putting our reporters out as known fascists and sympathizers. But the other aspect of this, Alex, is the people who are the real rabble-rousers who are really out there making terroristic types of statements are the suits in the Democrat Party. People like Eric Swalwell, people like Beto O'Rourke, people like Mark Levin, who is a Virginia delegate. I've got a tweet here from him. This is a guy who, you know, this is his picture. He's got a suit on. He's a Harvard, he's a Yale graduate from both those places. And he says this: the muskets of our founding fathers also did not contain 30-bullet magazines. And if you think your AR-15 will do diddly against the full might and power of the U.S. military, you need to talk to somebody who has served there. Again, making a threat.
That's like Swalwell.
Exactly.
Swalwell saying he'll use nuclear weapons on American gun owners. Talk about a Hitlerian or Stalinistic tyrant on steroids. You're absolutely right. So when we come back, there's a lot of patriots already out here at night. And so I think we should probably just bring them up to this hot mic uncensored and get what some of the folks think. And if they disagree with us, we'll put them on air as well. So this is David Knight hosting the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to do a few more segments here live with David. He's got more coming up. And then tomorrow morning, he'll have a guest host hosting his show. He'll be hosting my main show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central in the War Room from the ground. And we're going to continue on. And then the trial in the Senate of the president, David. This is a crazy time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the craziest people seem to be the ones wearing the suits, because they're the ones making the most incendiary statements and threatening the violence of the military against people who are using their constitutional rights to redress their grievances, as we have the Democrats on the offense trying to take away protections of individual rights that have been in place for centuries. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I just want to ask you a question. This is a rhetorical question. Who is it that is rebelling against the Constitution they swore to uphold? It's the Democrat suits, isn't it? Who's out there making incendiary statements and threatening mass violence? Those same Democrat suits. Who is on the offense? The Democrat suits. And who is on the defense? Well, we've got Alex Jones in Richmond, Virginia, and he's standing there with a lot of people who are there to peacefully redress their grievances, and he's going to talk to them and get their opinions. And of course, they want to exercise their free speech to protect their other rights. And we have everything being done by the Democrats and the mainstream media to try to frighten them off, to threaten them in every possible way. So in Virginia, in front of the state capitol there in Richmond, is Alex Jones with many people who have shown up to protect their rights. Alex?
That's right, David. That's right. And they can't hear you, so I'm just going to ask the question again. Who is it? Is the Democrat suit calling for civil emergencies and war and or is it the people? We're here in defense of freedom. They're the ones openly violating their oath to the Constitution. So I want to through and ask all you guys and gals why you're here and why you're doing this and what you think about what's happening here. Ma'am, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Amy Strauss. I'm
here. That's awesome. What's your view on all this?
As far as laws coming across, if Trump has been a really, really liberty-minded thing, going into straight tyranny.
Just suddenly, Democrats take over. We're confiscating your guns. And they said everything. They're just going to take the bullets. They're going to...
They took out 20 years of the minor party.
The minute they got in.
The minute they got in. The 16th bill to go in was his.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to us. I hope tomorrow's going to be peaceful. I know we're going to be peaceful, aren't we? Yeah. Sir, tell us who you are.
My name is Greg Garrett here. I'm in Richmond. And what she said, make it short. No, we're not going to take this. We're not going to have it. What's going on here?
And again, for TV viewers, I didn't bring out my stick mic. I've got my earbuds hit another... out here even at night the day before, so I've got to get closer. They can't hear me, so I'm not trying to get in your space. Love you, right, brother. You're awesome. Sir, why are you here? What's your name?
James Jackson, Charlotte, North Carolina. Before that, I swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, and that oath goes to the grave. It doesn't go when you get out of the building. I knew that if I didn't come here and fight this and stand this for this here in Virginia, then I'm going to be fighting it in North Carolina.
And again, we're not... You know, we're kind of ragtag here with our crew, which is bigger than this mainstream media. And I heard the mainstream media was playing some games earlier. Sir, tell us what you witnessed and where they're going.
This is absolutely asinine. They don't understand our own state motto. And he stares at the Commonwealth seal every day.
And tell folks what that means in Latin.
That's always, in other words,
death to tyrants.
That's us people, us Americans, us Virginians. Are fed up with this, and we're going to do everything we can to take back our state.
Exactly. They can go to North Korea or China or anywhere where everybody's disarmed. When the seal of the state says we're going to destroy tyrants, what do they think they're doing? Why do you think they're so arrogant and did it right away?
It's backed by Soros and Bloomberg, and because they want country and they want the silent majority. Well, we're done being silent.
That's right. And they want Antifa and others to be able to bully us and not have us armed.
Well, it's not
and Soros is buying off all attorneys. God bless you, brother. And again, give them the state motto in Latin, then translate it one more time because that's powerful. And translate it like what the English of that means. What's that mean to you?
Me, it means what our state flag is, that you have putting warriors stand on top of the Iron King, showing she represents freedom, stand on top of tyranny. And North actually become tired. And we're the Amazonians. And so it's our job now to take up and stop.
Absolutely beautiful, brother. Thank you. What's your name, sir?
Jerry, Charlotte, North Carolina.
What do you make of this?
It's the first step. What they're trying to do.
It's a big step.
Yeah. They're chipping away at our liberties day by day. Every day there's ground that's locked.
And if we don't come here right now and put an end to this, the next thing you know, this testing ground that they have right now is going to be my state, your state, and everybody.
People, Alex, thanks for being here and standing up for Virginians. Look, I love Virginians, everybody else. I'm standing up for my family and all of our rights. We're all in this together. That's why I wore this hat, join or die. That's the whole point. I mean, they're coming for all our freedoms. Like you said, this is a big beta test and a big fat go for it all and see if we'll take it.
Our children, their children, too. For us and for who's here now, it's for everybody.
And all I got to say,
that right,
tyrants. Absolutely, death to tyrants. And we don't want any violence tomorrow. We're seeing death to their tyranny. If they come after us, they try to take our guns, as a tyrant is tyrannous. You guys want to jump in here? Give us, come on here, brother. Where are you from?
Carolina.
What's your name?
Bill Wicker.
So what's your take on what's happening while you're here?
Just another step towards a one world.
It's all happening.
From a biblical standpoint, I won't get too deeply into it. I mean, it's told to happen. So all we can do is stand up and not take it sitting down.
That's the test.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, brother. Why are you here, sir? What's your name?
Patrick. I'm from Accomack County, Virginia.
Fantastic. What do you make of this?
These Bloomberg bought Democrats, Western Burger Institution, laws, the laws, and they think that they can get away with it. But we're waking up and we're seeing their lies. I mean, we got a guy who wants to openly advocate murder of babies.
Keep them comfortable.
Yeah. What is that? The sick.
And you're right. Burger and Soros have bought hundreds of sheriffs, hundreds of district attorneys, and hundreds of state legislators, and they're bragging that we're just going to buy up all the politicians.
Right. I think we got to look at our county attorneys are being pursued, our township attorneys. Bloomberg has got a separate organization going after them who sits next to the Board of Supervisors. And those Board of Supervisors, when they're having their meeting, they'll lean over and they'll ask this guy's opinion. That gets swayed towards the side.
So they're mafia down here bullying everybody.
That's right.
Literal. And by the way, Bloomberg's hated New York, but just imagine anybody across the country. How would New York, some billionaire, literally trying to tell what to do? We're going to go to break here in a few minutes. Audio good back there at the headquarters?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. Where it's dropping off a lot when you get off off center with the other people. But
Well, tomorrow we'll have a stick microphone out here, but stuff's going well, and it's amazing. Ma'am, come on over here and tell us where you're from.
Oh, hi. I'm Erica Jones. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. To me, it's a human rights issue. Once they take away our right to defend ourselves, they dehumanize us. And it is a first step to taking over and ridding humanity, actually.
Of a right to self-defense.
Absolutely. And he took the guns. Hitler took the guns. And doing it here.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. And if you try to take our firearms, 1776 will commence again. I don't know who said that. Hey, are they going to take our guns? Are they going to take our free speech? Are we slaves of the Chi-Com funding globalists? Are we slaves of this horror media? No, America's awake and it's rising, and the globalists are failing.
All right, we'll be right back.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back. This is David Knight in the studio here in Austin. We have Alex Jones at the Capitol in Virginia, right there in Richmond, in front of the state capitol. He was just talking to a lot of the people who were there to peacefully redress their grievances, to defend, as that last lady said, their human rights. And they're being portrayed as radical, as dangerous, as presenting a state of emergency. Nothing could be further from the truth. We'll go back to Alex. Alex, what else do you see there at the Capitol?
Well, again, it's something right out of the pre-Civil War iconography, as TV viewers can see it. It doesn't look like a capital like the U.S. Capitol. It looks more like the White House or a big Greek monument. But when you really think about how they denied they wanted to confiscate our guns, despite the fact in all these other countries, the globalists have taken them, and all the cities the left controls, they've taken the guns. But now they've gone to hell yes, we want to take your guns, because they want to then paint everybody that's pro-gun as some type of terrorist, and then have the media say we're terrorists, hoping some violence happens. I know I keep repeating all of this, but you can see how this is the day before Trump is going to be in trial, who is an American patriot president. Not perfect, but anti-globalist, and the system is pissed. So I'm going to walk around and just give folks kind of a tour out here. You've got the establishment-controlled media over here that just gets at Southern Poverty Law Center. Talking points, again, Hollywood's owned by the Chi-Coms, the big foreign megabanks own most of the media, and they just churn anti-American establishment bilge because the big corporations have captured the rest of the world. They've taken the guns everywhere else, and so they can't believe they can't take all the speech here. They can't take all the guns. So they've got to just start introducing the idea that, hell yes, we're taking your gun. Hell yes, we're shutting down your shooting ranges. Because they know that the gun culture's taken hold and the average leftist is getting guns and waking up and crime's going down in areas where the public's armed. So they're in a crisis to get us back under their control because not everybody is a nine-month-old baby or a baby that just got born that a vampire like Northam, who was over harvesting children's organs. And that's what he does. He's a Joseph Mengele. That Joseph Mengele can bully a baby and talk about how he severs them in pieces and sells their organs, but he can't get full-grown men and women whose full desire as just a monster and as a minion of Bloomberg and Soros and others is to disarm the people here. So they set up, again, the checkpoint, and I guess the Capitol's closed right now, but you see it right over here, so that tomorrow folks are going to have to pass through the gate right up here. And by the way, it's been in the news. Veterans, people with their legs and arms blown off with no criminal records, are suspect because they're veterans. Some of them who've got, you know, family in the state police, you name it. But the state police are not the enemy. They're being ordered by the globalists to come up and say, taking photos of the Capitol is a potential terrorist act right now, even though this is historic. The idea of exercising our speech is evil. So, of course, they want our speech, number one, and they want our right to self-defense. So they've got this emergency declaration that they've put in, first the Capitol, then the Capitol grounds, that no one can have firearms. Again, to get you used to the idea of governors declaring emergencies and taking the guns. Pursuant to Executive Order Number 49-2020, a state of emergency has been declared to exist from January 17th to 21st, 2020. So that's for 4 days. Possession of firearms and other weapons in the Capitol Square during the period of emergency is prohibited. All persons entering Capitol Square during a period of emergency are subject to screening. Any person may decline to be screened and return to city streets. So it's about denying your Second Amendment and denying your First Amendment at the same time. Knives, scissors, needles, razors, slingshots, spring sticks and batons, metal knuckles, blackjacks, nunchucks, throwing stars, knives, you know, stun guns, tasers, shields, helmets, toy guns. But it's Antifa and the left. It's Antifa and the left that come and were there, funded by Soros, to collide into those defending the monuments in Charlottesville, where they tried to demonize Trump and tried to create a civil war then. And that's all they're trying to do again. Hazardous materials, fireworks, torches, and other flames. That's in case the hired KKK members, you know, the feds have come in.
Alex, they got softballs and baseballs on that list as well.
That's right. Drones, UAVs, and laser pointers. So this, give TV viewers a shot of that, because this is what we're dealing with, and this is the idea that we can't even have softballs. We can't even have baseballs, softballs, anything.
But this it's a FEMA camp, does. Right? It's a FEMA camp. They've turned the state capitol into a FEMA camp, and they make the rules, and they can be as arbitrary as they want. They can outlaw baseballs, softballs.
David Knight's totally right. Totally right for the folks from other streams. The host hosting things back in Austin, for InfoWars, David Knight just said, they turned this into a giant open-air FEMA camp. And we joke around, but when authoritarians like Bernie Sanders take over, we've learned the plan is to turn capitals and sports stadiums into re-education camps to put us in them, and if we don't follow the brainwashing, they kill us. This is who these people are. And this authoritarianism's taken over everywhere else in the world. And now they're trying to take over here because they know they're politically losing. And again, we're not here to fight. We're not here to start a war. They're the ones offensively, as you said, David, coming to take our guns. And if you look at this almost medieval-looking classic architecture building here, and then behind us, it's right in the middle of this city. And the only way we're here, the only way we're on air, the only way I can bring the security and Owen and all these reporters is money. And we're burning through it really, really fast. I want to thank the listeners for their support. You see, we're redoubling our efforts, working even harder for ourselves and for you and your families. We salute you all. But money is what it takes. And we sell a ton of product. Don't make a big profit on it because the prices are so good. We need everybody to get high-quality coffee at InfoWarsStore.com, to get the high-quality fish oil that's back in stock for 3% off. We need people to understand we've stepped to the plate here at InfoWars. We're fighting hard and loving every minute of it, but we need the financial support this year to hire a bunch of new reporters and a bunch of new crew. We've hired like three new people in the last 2 weeks. We've got new camera people augmenting what we're doing, and you just see the amount of content and research we're putting out has been astronomical for the size we are, and David's working 7 days a week, and so is the great crew back there. And so, again, I want to thank you all for your financial support, but I get so busy on air and doing all this, I forget to thank you all for buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of new specials at the site. Take advantage of them now, because at prices like this, we have to sell a lot of product. Get your whitening toothpaste, high quality, fluoride free, at InfoWarsStore.com. Remineralization toothpaste, a super silver toothpaste. Get your super blue with the tea tree oil, the colloidal silver and iodine, also fluoride free. That's all discounted. Staple items that make your life better, that also fund free speech and the defense of the Second Amendment and the very existence of our country against these globalists, David. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the shopping cart with the supplements, or 888-253-3139. And just take action. These are products you already need, and that's how we're building this independent media organization that's fearless and that tells the truth and that explains we're not here calling for violence. None of these patriots are calling for violence. This is all Bloomberg, Soros, globalist funded to come in here and literally disarm the state and totally enslave it as part of the globalist takeover, literally, of the state surrounding the District of Columbia, which the globalists think they've already captured. This is a multinational war by these powerful forces to take over and literally reverse what America's about. America was founded on the British trying to come and take the guns. We're one of the few countries that still has these rights. And so if people want to go live in tyranny, they should. But America was founded on these principles, and we have multinational forces that say America was never great and it was never going to be great, trying to take it over because they know it has been great. The little bit of freedom we've had compared to other nations made us the apple of the world's eye. So David Knight's got a few more segments. There's so many incredible bombshell videos that Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez, Millie Weaver, Caitlin Bennett are filing daily, and others at band.video. Only way they get out is when you share the links. And you know what? You've been doing that. You've been sharing the links, and the site is just exploding. Band.video, newswars.com. Newswars.com/show with the live feeds as well. And that's how you or Paul Revere's just as important as Drew and Rob Dew and the rest of the crew here bringing you this information is you sharing on Twitter, on Facebook, on your email, on your private message, and by word of mouth that, hey, they wanted to shut down the American Liberty Movement, that warned the globalists were coming with the guns, and that warned pedophiles were running the government. And now it's all turned out to be true. And our credibility is skyrocketing. That's why the deep state needs us off air ahead of all this, because they knew their takeover was coming. We had too much credibility, but we're still on air thanks to you, in some way stronger. So again, tomorrow we'll be here starting 8 a.m. with David Knight back there at the station doing a great job covering what's happening there, and then the trial of Trump in D.C.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight here in the studio in Austin, and we have Alex Jones in the FEMA camp that the governor of Virginia has created around the Capitol there, and he has some breaking news. Alex?
That's right, David. I had just left. You were about to take over and finish up. Did a fabulous job. And Roberto, who's a longtime listener and caller of the show from New York, who's down here in Virginia, he came up and said, hey, you know they've got it all choked down to one point, which is a major safety issue. And we looked it up, and absolutely that's true. In fact, I'd read that this morning. I'd forgotten it. When you talk about an open-air FEMA camp, the danger of anybody knows, fire marshals wouldn't allow that. If you've got a high school football game that's got 2,000 people at it, you got to have at least 3 or 4 exits for each side of the field and for each side of the stadium. And so to be expecting 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people here, they are confirming that down the road, I guess on 9th Street, you'll tell us, they're going to choke it down to one lane to try to keep folks from getting in. The AstroTurf didn't show up for Soros at his anti-woman march. The Patriots are going to stand in the cold. It's a beautiful day tomorrow. We're going to love it if it was sleeting and snowy. But get here early and don't let them stop you. But the safety issue alone of one entrance and one exit, pretending like there's this great danger in here because citizens have got guns, when we've always had the guns, and on a regular day can just go in there anyways. So this is them trying to introduce you to the idea that guns are dirty and they're bad. It's pretty amazing. Roberto, God bless you, brother.
Thanks.
I got to get in close. I don't have my stick mic, so I'm right here on the earpiece. Okay. Let me go ahead and just put this in your ear. Tell us why you came down here and what you're doing.
Yes, sir. I'm a very big advocate of just standing up for the liberty losing across this country. I was a caller recently. I was at the factory in New Jersey, which we were successful with originally from New York. We're definitely not successful there. So I came here to stand up for the rights of Americans. It's outrageous going on.
here social court, and I did some investigation to try to get myself a situation passed. I came here by myself, spoke to law enforcement, and they said that one entrance, one exit tomorrow. It's on 9th and Grace, and it's a narrow corridor. It's kind of, it's really frightening, actually. And they just passed legislation, and they completely disarmed everyone. And no one there will be armed. You can, only thing you can have is a pocket knife. And we're going to be literally surrounded in, you know, and all the people that go and do lobbying and meet the senators and everyone else is going to be there. We're going to be completely disarmed.
And we're the most legitimate people. We're the ones who want to go and actually try to bring change and talk to them.
Say, listen,
this is a complete violation. We need to listen to us. We're the ones who are here.
We're going to go with a stick tomorrow. Come back in here.
So I just, I'm glad to be here. It's amazing to be with you guys. And I'm just, be careful because whatever they're doing is, it's kind of sketchy.
All right. God bless you, brother. We're going to talk to you again more. We'll be here tomorrow with a good handheld microphone and everything. We're always just, like 10 years ago, we had it all perfected live feeds. We just like change stuff, always do it different. But that's the fun part about InfoWars. God bless you, brother. I appreciate it. It doesn't matter. We're kicking ass and we're here. Covering all live and great points. I'm glad you raised that. So again, let's get this one other fellow. I don't want to be on camera over here to give his take. Former law enforcement, military on choking people down like this. It's really violating local fire codes, state fire codes, undoubtedly, to have 10,000-20,000 people choke through one checkpoint in and out. I mean, I think that's illegal. It just shows the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So walking around and looking at the setup here, it's a huge public safety concern because if anything happens and they've only got one exit for 10 or 15,000 people, it's irresponsible to set it up that way. So whoever set this up wasn't thinking, and it's obvious they did this in great haste as a response to Governor Northam's knee-jerk reaction of issuing this emergency declaration of a state of emergency. And the whole thing is poorly planned out. And we're all going to try our best to be safe tomorrow, but people need to understand if something happens that they need to remain calm and they can't all run.
This is like at Mecca when you hear about thousands getting trampled. Don't be scared. Right. They want to do this to make you scared. Right. We're not scared.
Right.
But just
come out.
But patriots aren't going to panic. The wicked flee when none pursue, not us. Right. But the righteous are bold and strong as a lion.
Absolutely.
What else you want to add about it?
Everybody be safe tomorrow. And I encourage people to come out, okay? Exercise your Second Amendment. Be aware, obviously, that, you know, they're going to put restrictions on where you can carry, where you can't. If you do go inside, remain calm. But by all means, we need as many Americans out here as possible to stand up against this tyranny.
And it's key for everybody to post it as much social media as you can and to share InfoWars.com links, NewsWars.com links, the live band.video links, because everything they're doing is about suppressing our message to silence us so they can then distort who we are with the straw man. So we have to stand up as Americans and for freedom and justice and unity. And why we're the greatest nation on earth, that's what the globalists want to get rid of. We have to be who we are and speak up, or they will steal our identity and speak for us and say we're a racist nation, we're a hateful nation, we're a bad nation, when they're the globalists that any nation they take over, they absolutely enslave and destroy. So I'm going to throw it back to David Knight to finish up. I know the David Knight show's at 8 a.m. tomorrow. We've got a guest host, I believe. This is all live coverage. If not, I'll host in the morning. Let me know, guys, because we've got a skeleton crew right now to have most of our crew here. And then David's going to be hosting that show live with different live feeds coming in, live coverage of us, just up to the minute. And then we're going to have live coverage on Tuesday with David Knight of the beginning of the Trump trial in the Senate with myself, Owen Schroyer, in the Capitol, on the ground in D.C., just north of here. And then it's going to get even crazier. We're just going to continue on right through the verdict and everything, live coverage. But none of this means anything if you don't share the links, InfoWars.com/show. I want to thank all the great patriots here tonight. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And I salute the great InfoWars crew. We're going to be kicking ass for you tomorrow. Back to David Knight to finish it up tonight. Let's pray for justice and peace here as these tyrants try to create a civil emergency. I believe they will fail. God bless.
All right, that's Alex Jones there at the Northam FEMA camp. That's what we ought to call it right there in Virginia. You know, who is the conspiracy theorist here? Well, it's actually Governor Northam. He's the one who says that, hey, all these people are trying to come here and shoot the place up. And, of course, it's the Democrats, as I pointed out before, the Democrat suits. People like Mark Levine, who is a Harvard-Yale graduate, a Democrat there in the state government, who says, if you think your AR-15 will do diddly against the full might and power of the U.S. military, you need to talk to somebody who's served there. Well, you know, Mark, maybe you need to talk to somebody who's served there. Maybe you need to talk to the veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan war who understand the futility of asymmetric warfare. And maybe you won't try to do that here in America because you haven't won those wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, anywhere else you've tried to do this. And we've got a lot more guns and know much better how to use them than the people in those countries ever did. But look, we understand who the rebels are here, right? The people who are rebelling against the Constitution, the people who are trying to overthrow what we have had in this country, the rights that we've had in this country for centuries. It's the Democrats. It's the Democrat suits. But they want to tell you that these other people are the ones who are dangerous. No, it's these people like Mark Levine, people like Eric Swalwell. Oh, we got nuclear weapons and they're legit. And you're going to find out about it. Or these other people, the other Virginia delegate who said, well, we got to use the National Guard against these people. We got to use the full force of the U.S. military, maybe nuclear weapons. Beto O'Rourke and the rest of these people. They're the ones who are trying to take away our human rights. And it's not just the firearms. They have two bills in Virginia, House Bill 1090 and House Bill 1489. Both of them would take away your freedom, your health freedom, your informed consent. They would take away your parental rights as well. And these have also been introduced. See, it's not just the guns. We have, for example, what's in these bills? Well, we've got the an HPV vaccine mandate that will extend that mandate from females to males. That's the first one, 1489. It'll add a seventh grade booster to the adverse event prone Tdap shot. It'll say that from the age of 12 months on, you've got to get chickenpox shots. The other bill will add 10 more vaccines to bring it up to 69 mandated doses of 16 different vaccines. And it will move the authority for that from Virginia to the federal government. And even worse, this bill will subject children to any of the 264 vaccines in active development once they are approved by the FDA and the chief marketer of these vaccines, the CDC. That is all about the money and the power. This is why we need to understand these people are tyrants. They want no restrictions on the power of central government, and they want to extend that power into every detail of your life. You need to understand what words mean. Militia is not a dirty word, but authoritarianism is. That's it for the broadcast. Join us tomorrow morning.